That's right. It's a Ken Braverman podcast. We are in Florida. It is Friday, April 27th, 11:41 a.m. And we have many generations at the house today.
Yeah.
We've got Grandpa watching TV, and we've got the six-year-old on the iPad playing Minecraft.
Baby Scraps.
That's right. He's still Baby Scraps. Anyway, it's a Ken Braverman podcast. What's going on? We get to record. I get a small break from taking care of the great generation, the greatest generation, the World War II generation. I don't even know what my six-year-old, he's not even a millennial because he's born after like 2010. What do we call that? A decadennial? I don't even know. An after-aught generation? We really should bring back the aughts. I feel like we didn't do enough of that between 2000 and 2009. I always wanted to be like, oh, when's your kid born? Kid's born aught seven. You know, they used to throw that in the old days in the 1900s. You know, Red Sox, they won in aught eight. They probably didn't, but the White Sox did maybe, or the Yankees. Anyway, I wish we'd brought back the aughts. What's going on? Party time. That's right, kisses. So, a million things to talk about right now, right? That was our special guest who just came in for a kiss. She's walking in. She's my Trump supporter friend from yesterday. So we're recording a podcast, and I have to talk because there are just too many things to discuss. Did anybody see the president go nuts on Fox and Friends yesterday morning? I saw a few different mixes, collages of that 20-minute interview, and wow. Wow. Unhinged is the proper term that you've been hearing a lot, people commenting on it. But what was funny was because there was 29 minutes of a very, very scared man venting, and the only place where he feels safe, he's venting in the way that he's probably vented to his staff in the past, but he was venting that way on Fox because he's losing his staff, he's losing his lawyers, he's losing everyone around him because he's a just flaming train wreck. You know, you see train wreck coming out of the sky at this point. He's a train wreck that defies gravity. He just keeps going and going and going and destroying. He's like Sherman's march I don't know. Sherman's march of terrible business practices.
Grandma Annie.
That's not Grandma Annie. That's just Annie. Because you have a different Grandma Annie who passed away. Yeah, different Annie. They also spelled their names differently. Hold on, I'm going here. I only got another 10 minutes. What? All right.
I'll come out whenever I want, guys.
Yep.
And remember the video tomorrow.
The Minecraft video?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it.
I'm talking to the guys and you, so bye-bye.
All right, we're
not
back.
Forever.
We're back. So you had a guy venting.
I'll still come out in the video.
You had a guy venting. And he's losing it because things are crashing down on him, right? And there's a multiple front. It's just like Hitler going down. And I'm not drawing a Nazi analogy to Trump, although there are many you can actually draw, but I'm not doing that. But I'm saying Hitler fighting a war on two fronts is what's happened here. You have the Mueller investigation, which is a high-end investigation into cyber espionage and you know, the Russians' impact on our election and infiltration of our government. And you can see that in the cabinet members that Trump refuses to fire, like Scott Pruitt, who should obviously be fired. Pompeo gets sworn in as Secretary of State. Rand Paul, God, you need to get yelled at by me. Anyway, president's losing his mind because even though he's trying to hold on to the strands of power that he has within the Republican Party, because he's still the president, he still signs things, and the Republicans want to pass their legislation, so they're just willing to look the other way. They're the worst kind of administrators or monitors of that branch of government right now, the worst kind of people, because they're really getting abused into not doing things. I mean, Mitch McConnell won't even bring up the vote on the Senate floor about whether or not you protect the Mueller team, you know, protect the special counsel from being fired. It's basically a way of them qualifying that there is a law saying that you cannot obstruct justice when we tell you ahead of time. And we have, the FBI has been telling the president and his lawyers that if you fire these people, it is basically obstruction of justice if you do it without cause. And so he's trying to come up with fake cause. But the cause is because you're going to jail. That's not cause. That's obstruction, and that's the reason. So anyway, point is, after all this, you get a crazy man. Really, really visibly yapping about things, which when you know, he's a pathological liar. He has a disease. He has a disorder.
No, I don't.
No, you know when you're lying. Sometimes the president doesn't even know when he's lying. Just can't stop lying. And what's what's most interesting
the
about
president ever that he's talks a, about girls.
He talks bad about girls. Yeah, that's what the kids know. It's, which,
I can't let him. I'm running from mayor. Just kidding.
That's what the kids know in school, is that he's mean to women. I wondered always how the teachers must explain what they hear in the news, because you can't really avoid it, right? You can't avoid, how do you explain it to a child that the president's paying off porn stars and cheating on his spouse and lying, just recklessly lying? And I'm sure that, I'm sure there are the majority of teachers, especially, you know, in a profession that is overwhelmingly female. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because there isn't, but I do think that teachers are probably like 75% male, female for the most part. And I don't have the stats on that. I'm just guessing and going off of historical reference. And so I think that a lot of women are repulsed by the president. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And I think it must come out when you kind of have to explain things, because, you know, kids are going to hear stuff at home and bring it into school, and it's true. Well, what do you do? What do you say? Yeah, he's mean to women. And sorry, let's go back to the war on two fronts here for a second. So you have this cyber espionage investigation going on against the foreign power, and how that relates to the president. The president complains about that, says there's no collusion. Of course there's collusion, because he has a ton of loans with the Russian government, which I've been saying it forever, and I keep saying it, yada, yada, yada. So that's the basis for the collusion, is monetary. And you don't hear about any of that stuff publicly yet, because it's part of a closed case. Now, I mean, there's public information out there. I get asked frequently, how do I know this? How do I know the president owes $1 billion to the Russian government? And the answers are, it's spread out over many different leaves of data across the internet. And because I do not have access to his tax returns, I do not have access to any of the private information from special counsel. I do not have access to Deutsche Bank's general ledger. I do not have access to the Kazakhstani government's general ledger. I do not have any of those things. However, there are federal filings that have to be made every year, and you start to see things like, oh yeah, $350 million loan through Deutsche Bank, Trump organization. Oh yeah, Jared Kushner got $275 million right before the election from a, you know, indirectly, tangentially based Russian source, right? That's how the oligarchs work. And it's very obvious, because nobody would give those people money. Just imagine Dave Chappelle screaming, pretending to be Rick James on a couch screaming, shouldn't I give these effers money, right? I won't use the negative term. You shouldn't have given these people money, and everybody knows not to give Trump money, because he's had six bankruptcies. So the only reason you get that is when you're doing mob dealings, which is what's happening, right? So, president's freaking out. And now he's got not just that cyber espionage investigation, which is really the more serious of the two, but he has another one. He's got the Eastern Front against Russia, which was unstoppable. But what's the Western Front, right? The Western Front is not just France and what other countries? England, Western Front, right? Let's think about countries over there. Spain, right? It's not just those countries. It's the real West. It's the porn star West, right? It's the women that he's been paying off. It's the women that he's been threatening, it looks like. Wow. I mean, amazing, right? Like, you can tell that Stormy Daniels is credible, because she's just let it all go. I mean, there's no, if she just wanted the money and didn't care, and then she would have just taken the money. And She did, but she also got threatened, right? And she also got strong-armed. So when you're coerced into signing something, which, if, by the way, the president, Mr. David Denison, never even signs, when you get coerced into that, it's not valid, which is true. And we all should have known beforehand, before he was elected president, if he was actually legitimately elected president, which is still up for debate because we don't know. We don't entirely know that the machines that don't have paper trails weren't hacked. We never will know that. We just assume it wasn't, but we don't know that. And you really can't tell. Even with statistical analysis, it's still just your best guess. Like, without a paper trail, you never really know if a machine is hacked. So assuming he was legitimately elected, right? Then in that case, we should have known beforehand that he pays off women to be quiet for whatever reason. And there's handfuls of them. You know, that's what we're hearing. And we're also hearing that he's essentially got a fixer. All right, what's a fixer? A fixer is someone who fixes problems. It's a mom term, right? Like, well, it's kind of a crazy term. You think, what is a fix? Why do things need to be fixed, right? Why is he going to flip? Like, what's going on here? And the answer is it's the nastiest stuff you can imagine. So he's got this war on the Western Front now. And he has a very worthy adversary in Michael Avenatti. And in all the women that are complaining about this. And
my
so
mom is one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Everybody who's paying attention is complaining about it, right? If you're not ignoring it, you should be complaining about it because it's disgusting, right? I mean, should we have somebody in the EPA who is shitting on our environment? Just completely pooping on our environment. Should we be doing that? And the answer is no, of course not. It's ridiculous. It goes against everything that's American. Yeah, I know, we got it. So you got to keep this closed. So this is my day, folks. This is how we pod. We don't take days off work anymore. I've been getting queried to put a pod up every day, so I'm going to be doing that. I keep saying I'm going to actually do it. Now, where were we? The Western Front War. Okay, the Western Front is much more dangerous. What happened here was, it is not okay to send thugs to threaten the lives of women that you're trying to strong arm into signing NDAs because you don't want it out that your actions and what you did actually happened. And you want to use all the money you can muster to try to stop that from happening. You know, I was thinking about why the $130,000 payment right before the election came from Michael Cohen's mortgaging of his house, you know, refinancing of his house and pulling money and equity out of his home. And the reason why that happened was there was no way to move any money in any way related to Trump to this, because of course it's a campaign finance violation. And not only is it a campaign finance violation, but it's also going to admit culpability, right? Like, what Cohen originally said in his statement was, I facilitated a payment, which means it wasn't really his money. So if he refinanced his house to facilitate a payment, why on earth would you do that? Why wouldn't you just get the money from whom you're facilitating it for? And the answer is because you can't, because obvious. It's obvious why you can't, because that exposes everything. So it is not okay to do the things that they did to her. And they're crimes, obviously, right? So that ended up leading to a longer-term investigation. And as you... another thing I've been getting... Sorry, I'm going all over the place, but I apologize. But, you know, there's a million things going on. I want to hit a few main points here. I won't go back to how I know where all the money's coming from, but let's just say there are federal filings that you can start adding up, and there's cited stories with sources that you should trust. And if you add them all up, you get to more than $1 billion. Plus you've got the money laundering coming in. So that's all I'm going to say about that. That will just come out with the special counsel. Like, that will eventually come out. I will be proven right, which is why I don't get sued when I accuse the president of that. Because they have to prove that I'm lying. That's the whole thing about, you know, slander and libel, is you have to prove that the statement is a lie. And when the statement is true, you can't do that. So I never fear getting sued because I understand where the money is. Now, all right, backing up. We are going to talk about the Western Front and how that Western Front is actually really what is going to take down the president first. They were able to get the FBI... complete home, office, safety deposit box, like the full gamut of total raid, right? And snag it all. Historical phones, everything, right? There's no way he cleaned that stuff out. There's no way that he even knows how to clean that stuff out. And on top of all that, the reason they're able to get that raid is because he was obviously under surveillance prior to that, for other reasons, I'm sure. And that's why I'm very confident in there being phone conversation recordings, because not only would he have the recordings that he was independently making at his own office or home or whatever under his own software, but he's also probably was being tapped by the feds as well. So I'm sure that stuff exists, right? And that's going to be astonishing, because some of these are going to be state crimes, which Cohen won't be able to be pardoned for, but currently I believe most of them are named in a federal court. So I think what's happened is it's the Western Front has become a trial balloon for how crazy the president's going to go, because this is the area, this is the time when you can see him visibly losing his mind via the interviews and just the way he's speaking and nothing going right and him being told things that aren't true because everyone's lying to him because they've gotten rid of everyone who was a close confidant of his to begin with, because they've probably been threatened with crimes because you can't be complicit with this and not expect to be charged. So he's really losing it. So the trial balloon is, all right, let's do this in a New York district court. And if he goes nuts and starts partying, everyone does everything he can to try to destroy, lose it, whatever, you still have the Eastern Front and the cyber espionage organization, the whole conspiracy, the big stuff coming out of Mueller. So it's like, all right, well, if he blows his load in the state case, while he's doing that, he's going to be exposing all of these recordings, all of this, whatever. If he pardons people like Cohen, then actually I believe Cohen loses his right not to be questioned or talk about it in open court. So it's kind of weird. Like, you can pardon someone, I believe, and then they're now free or allowed or no longer have a Fifth Amendment right to the stuff that you're asking them about because the crime has been pardoned. So at that point, you can start asking those people questions again. And I believe if they lie about it, you can then charge them with lying to the FBI, right? If it's an FBI, whatever. So I think there's actually a perjury trap that's possible after the Fifth Amendment, after the pardon, if he lies about stuff that they want to talk about and he gets pardoned. So it's really intriguing what can happen and how the truth will eventually seep out. So what you see is you see a very competent attorney in Michael Avenatti representing Stormy Daniels and perhaps even representing other women that may come out later, getting the FBI raid done, getting the crown jewels of the documents or tracking of the interaction between the president and his mob titled fixer, right? His Ray Donovan, as they say. He's proud of it, right? That's why this guy looks like a sociopath when he's walking in and out of the courtroom. This guy is nuts. This is one of those people who does not delineate right from wrong and has a problem. And so I don't know how the Western Front is going to totally pan out, but I know that it is it's going to expose things that are only going to make things worse for the president. And, you know, I was listening to people talk about president, you know, re-election campaign, Republicans not supporting him for 2020. He's not making it to 2019, let alone 2020. Like, it's obvious. Like, how much longer are we going to allow him to try to nominate, doctors who are getting drunk and totaling cars? Because clearly the doctor gave him some fatal loyalty. That's why he put him in that position. You know, that's the way he operates. How long are we going to allow that to happen? And the answer is, I think we've allowed it, what is it, like 15 months too long already? But I can't believe he made it through 2018. And there's no way he's making it through 2019. There's no way. There's no way he's making it. Because he can't, like, everyone's pretty much started to give him the finger anyway, now. And it's only April. And you haven't even released it. Once you start hearing recordings about how he really talks to people and what he really wants, you can see that that actually kind of happened with the Access Hollywood tape when people really got to hear what he talks behind closed doors to Billy Bush. Well, now you're going to hear how he talks behind closed doors with Cohen, maybe even Hannity. This is absolutely, I think it's going to be earth shattering, and I'm not going to be disappointed. Even though people have told me that I will be disappointed, I am not going to be disappointed, and neither are you. So, Ken Braverman's out. I've got old people and young people to watch.